ओम शांति। देयर वर फाइव वाइस मेन हू वर ट्रैवलिंग एंड दे हैपेंड टू पास थ्रू वन फॉरेस्ट। एज दे वर मार्चिंग अहेड दे गॉट लॉस्ट इन द फॉरेस्ट। सो वन ऑफ देम सेड, आई विल गो टू द राइट, माय इंट्यूशन टेल्स मी दैट we might find the way out by going towards right. The other one says, no, my intuition says me we should all go to the left. The third one says that I think that we should go back. The fourth one says, I think we should go ahead. I see some possibilities of coming out of this forest. And the fifth one says, no, I don't think you all are right. I can see that there is a huge, big tree there. I'll climb the tree and I'll try to find out. I'll try to figure out which is the way out. So this fifth wise man, he climbs the tree, goes to the top of the tree, and from there he sees everything, which is the shortest path to come out of this forest. To go out from this forest. And he thinks, all my companions, they didn't listen to me and they all are wrong. They should have waited for me, because he sees down and sees that all the four of his fellow companions have already left. But he was not right. He was thinking that he is right and all four have gone wrong. But all four were right. The first friend, the first wise man who had turned towards the right, the moment he goes towards the right, he encounters wild animals. He is beset with difficulties, problems, the darkness, the fear of the night. But then he learns to survive through all the difficult situations of the forest. So that was the first. The second friend, who turned towards the left, he meets a gang of thieves and they rob him, but they make him the part of their team and he stays with them. But gradually, as he was staying with those robbers, something starts happening within them and they undergo a gradual change. And after the death of this person, all those thieves become wise men. The third one, who said, I'll go back. So he went back, but he created a new path for others to follow, to come to that place. Because there was always a fear associated with that forest. Nobody would venture to go into that forest. Now the fourth one, the one who thought, let me go ahead and see what is there. Because there was always fear accompanied with this forest as to what is there ahead. So this person, the fourth friend, he discovered new ways, new paths, new possibilities for others to follow. So the fifth one was thinking that I am right and all of the fours have gone wrong. But it was not the truth. All the five were right, because each one of them did something which nobody else could do. So they opened new vistas, new ways of understanding things. So in the similar manner, in this drama, we think that we are right and others are wrong. We think that this is good, this is not good. We think that this scene is better than that scene. We think that all scenes should be good. why these bad scenes are there in this drama. It's not like that. This drama is very accurate. And in today's Avyakt Murli, in blessing, Baba said, may you be filled with willpower and use all the powers you have received in this final birth. And the explanation is, this sweet drama is predestined in a very good way. No one can change it. However, in this elevated Brahmin birth of the drama, you have received many powers. So, this drama is very mysterious. But one must understand. One must know. What is this drama? This is, no matter what it is, it looks like. It's very saccharine, it's very secret, very sweet. So today we'll try to understand some of the secrets of this drama. In fact, the knowledge of the drama makes us stable. The knowledge of this drama makes one immovable, unflinching. If one wants to make one's stage unshakable in the face of adverse situation, difficult situation, perverse situation, knowledge of drama is must. And one must revise all the points about drama once at least in 24 hours. So we'll try to see what are those points which we should revise once in our mind. Probably in the evening time, it's very good to revise this. When you have finished your day's work and you are about to begin your evening yoga, or somebody who has no time for evening yoga even before retiring back to sleep, one must try to recall all the points about drama. How this drama is. So the first, we'll see about 16 points. The first is, this drama is accurate. This drama is accurate. Why I think that this should not have happened in my life? Everything that has happened is not just mere coincidence, but it has got far-reaching, far significance. So one must know that this is a very accurate drama. God cannot create inaccurate drama. There was recently one Murli where Baba often says, I have not created drama. But recently, 4 days back, there was a Sakar Murli where Baba said, Baba has not created this drama for sorrow. So he accepted that I have created the drama. I think this is for the first time I read. It has never come before that he said drama is bana bana. Nobody has made it. It is already there. But in this Murli 4-5 days back, Baba said, I have created the drama for not for sorrow. Forget that other clause, not for sorrow. It means he has created it. So God is caught red-handed. So this drama is very accurate. Tell the mind, which tries to revolt. Because when the mind raises any question, a huge queue of waste thoughts is generated. Why this happened with me only? In English, there is one book, Why Me? Why me? Why every time I have to suffer? Why others are so happy? Why me only? Why God is always against me? Why fortune is against me? Why situations are against me? Why I have to suffer? Why I only fall sick? Everybody was traveling. We met with an accident. Everybody is safe. I got so many injuries. Why me? Why every time I do something, I become a butt of laughter? Why every time I only have to suffer? Why every time I only have to compromise? Why others don't compromise? Many such questions arise. A huge battery of waste thoughts is generated, which remains unstoppable. So this drama is accurate. Second, this drama, as I said, Hindi word bana banaya. I don't know what is the English word for it, but it has been, no one has created it. If even though the Murli, the word has come, Baba has created, but Baba often says, I have not created it. If I had created, I would not have created such a drama. So it is something which is already there and it is revolving. So always remember this point of drama. This drama has not been created, it is there. And it is moving on and on and on and on and on and on. And that point might help me not to blame others for the things that are happening. Okay. We do not know what is the past. These are the subtle karmic accounts that are getting settled. And sometimes I never get to know what are those karmic accounts. As Baba said, this is a very sweet drama. This is very, very sweet drama. So, no one can change it. In a very good way, this is pristine. So, this drama is bana banaya. Nobody has made it. The third is, this drama is correct. There are no mistakes, or there is a truth in this drama. There is not a speck of untruth. Truti rahit. There is no mistake. It is absolutely correct. As one of the seniors of the Yajna had said in one of his classes, that Baba was presented with 5 versions of drama. 12 versions of drama. And he selected this one. Because the other 12 were not, 11 were not so good. Because this was the best. He got, just as the film director gets so many stories. So he had selected this one. But this looks better than all those. So this drama is correct. There are no mistakes in this drama. And other, in this drama is different. Means not a, one scene doesn't match the other scene. Every scene is different. No two scenes are similar. This scene is different from the other scene. Whatever scenes that have happened in my life, they are not going to repeat again in the same cycle. Maybe in the next cycle they might repeat, but not in the same cycle. So in this drama, every scene is different. The next, this drama is enigmatic. Enigma means mystery. Enigma means mystery. This drama is mysterious. And Baba said, in one of the Murlis, you will not know all the secrets of this drama. Some of the secrets would remain secret till the end. Some of the secrets would remain secret till the end. This is rahasyapurna, this is mysterious, this is enigmatic. This is an enigma. Enigma means mystery, which is very difficult to decipher, which is very difficult to understand, very difficult to crack. Uncrackable, very difficult, very mysterious, very secret. So this drama is enigmatic. Enigma wrapped in mystery. A very tough story. Where you do not know all the secrets till the end. Some secrets are secret, which he only keeps with himself. He doesn't reveal all the secrets. Though he keeps on saying, I have come to, and I tell you all the secrets, I tell you deep, deep secrets. But in spite of that, he keeps some of the secret with himself. And that is the beauty of the drama. That some secrets would remain secret till the end. The next, this drama is fixed. This drama is predestined. It is fixed. Nobody can change it. Even God cannot change it. Then what? But then this word is used for the past. Always remember that there are two sets of dramas. There is a smaller drama and there is a bigger drama. This bigger drama nobody can change, but this small drama is in our hand. This is future, this is present, this is the past that has happened. So this is, after all, okay, it is predestined, it is fixed. But then, if I talk of today, I can decide what I have to do. I am the creator of my drama. I am the master of drama. I am the producer, director of my own drama. So I can create my today's drama. What Baba is talking, drama is fixed, drama is predestined, nobody can change, it is unchangeable. That's for the past that has happened. So drama is fixed. Next, God likes it. God loves this drama very much. And that's why you should also love it. Because God loves it. Baba has said this in many times in Murlis. Baba loves this drama. So you should also love. Baba loves every action of every actor of this drama. So you should also love action, actors of every this drama. Then, next, this drama is hilarious, very much entertaining, very much for the sake of entertainment. It's hilarious drama. So you should enjoy this drama, rather than getting disturbed by the happenings of this drama, rather than getting perturbed by seeing the difficult situations and uncourteous behavior of souls. So this is a very hilarious drama. Next, this drama is just, Nyayakari. There is no injustice in this drama anywhere. We feel that why this is being done so. This man has done injustice. He is doing injustice. This is not the way. This should not be done. I will fight against the system. I will go against seniors. I will go against him, I will go against that, I will revolt. I will create a group, I will create an opposition party here. But no, well, this drama is just. Just means there is no injustice in this drama. And these points of drama are very beautiful, very powerful. Sometimes sitting at Amrit Vela, you just ponder upon each one of them. So they will make the mind calm. The mind is filled with questions. Revolt. Rebellion. It will calm down. So this drama is just. Then the next is ki Kalyankari. This drama is beneficial. There is a benefit hidden in each and every situation of this drama. Every scene, every loss has some profit hidden. Every thing which we are seeing, there is a benefit. What is that? That you get to know sometimes later in life. Just as in that story, earlier the fifth person thought that all four are wrong, but all four were right. All five were right. So you cannot say that this person is wrong and I am right. Or I am wrong and he is right. It's nothing like that. So this drama. Next is long lasting or eternal. Avinashi. This will go on and on and on and on and on and on and on. It will never stop. It's eternal. It is long lasting. It will go on all the time. It never stops. And then, this drama is multifaceted. Multifaceted. Vividata Purna. This drama has so many different scenes. Sometimes you are awestruck by seeing all the different, so much difference. So many souls, so many parts, so many scenes. In one life only, so many different situations. This is a multifaceted drama. There is no one single view about this drama. If you make a list of opinion of people about the world. Each person has got one opinion. Some will say this world is full of unhappiness. Some will say this world is mixed. Some will say happiness is there, sorrow is there. Some will say something. Some will say this is God's play. Some will say it is Leela. Some will say this is the curse. Some will say so many different opinions of this world. It is a journey. Life is a journey. Life is this. Life is that. So many things. Then, next, this drama nobody can stop, non-stoppable tick tick of this drama goes on, just as the watch goes on and on and on in the similar manner. This drama, nobody can stop it. Even God cannot stop this drama. This is unstoppable. It will go on, it's continuous. And then, oh, you can enjoy this drama only when you are detached observer. Otherwise, you cannot enjoy it. Otherwise, you feel a sufferer, a tormentor, somebody who is getting victimized. As if drama is the tormentor and we are the victimized person. So, you can enjoy this drama only when you are observer. And the last part, 16th part. Everyone's part is different. Everyone's part is fixed. Even God's part is fixed in this drama. So I have no complaint about anybody. And no two parts are similar. That's why I must understand the parts of the souls with whom I live. For example, there is one person, one brother, and he lives with a group of friends. So he must understand those four, five friends are there. He must understand the other four. What is their part? And he cannot expect that their part should be like his part. I am doing something very nice. Why these people aren't doing? Their part is not that. So you have to understand the parts. So try to understand the parts, different parts. So there are a few secrets about the drama. Yeah. So this drama, everybody is innocent. Nirdosh. Everybody is innocent. You cannot lay the blame at anybody's door. You cannot blame anybody that you did something wrong. Baba said, have Nirdosh Drishti, innocent eyes. In this drama, you should become like a small child. When you look at a child, there are two qualities that are very striking in a child. What are they? Innocence, and second, child is innocent and viceless. Nirakas. These are the two qualities of a child. Look at a child sleeping in a cradle. Very small child, neonate, sleeping in a cradle. So you feel he is so innocent, he is. And he is so viceless, so pure. So in this drama also, everybody is innocent. In this drama also, everybody's part is different. This drama is Kalyankari. This drama is predestined. Drama is accurate. Drama is correct. This drama is different. This drama is eternal. This drama is just. This drama is hilarious. You have to enjoy. You have to laugh. You must enjoy laughing, looking at the different scenes. For example, if you are watching Ramayana, or if you are watching, Baba said this is a cartoon show. Do you cry while watching cartoon show? Mickey Mouse? There's one car going on, and there is a madman. And that car comes and smashes that man, and the man is made flat, and then he again gets up. So there are comical things happening. Or somebody jumps from a building, and he dies, but after some time he gets up. If you watch that Mickey Mouse, there are so different things happening. So there are comical things happening here. So one must, this drama is very hilarious. One must enjoy it. Each and every scene of the drama to the full options.